The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, so it's going to go on. Adam and I suppose we'll be talking about this for until it happens. The referendum, go on.
Yeah, well, it's the thought that will we have one referendum? Could we have two referendums? Or is it referenda?
Da.
Referendi. Anyway, could we end up with two is the question. Certainly, Boris Johnson and Michael Howard, two serious political heavyweights, have suggested that if we vote to leave, it would strengthen our bargaining position and the UK would get a better deal. And then in a second referendum, we could then stay with an altogether better agreement. And it's pretty much what sort of happened in Ireland and Denmark. But the one-time president of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso, has said not a chance, there won't be a second vote, although it's not really at all. More to the point, David Cameron says this is a one-shot option. If we leave, we leave. If we stay, we stay. Except, of course, Mr. Cameron has already said that he won't be Prime Minister for a full term. So if we vote to leave, he'll be out in his ear because he'll be under so much pressure.
Yeah.
We'll have a new Prime Minister. We could yet have a second referendum.
And that will be Boris.
In theory, if it were Boris, yes, I suppose he could call the shots for that.
Yeah.
But I have to say, a lot of us are rather confused by this.
Yeah, no doubt, but there will be confusion. It's an enormous issue,
Yeah.
And what's the legal victory for the mother?
This is quite something, yeah. This, after 12 years of detective work and heartbreak as well along the way, a mother has won her legal battle to prove that her son was murdered in a holiday flat in Belgrade. Susan Sutovic, she's a human rights lawyer in London, although she's Serbian-born. Her son, Peter, was found dead 12 years ago. Police said he died of a heroin overdose. She has spent £200,000 and painstaking effort to prove forensically that he was murdered and that he didn't take his own life through heroin. The next stop in the claim is not yet proven, but she says that Peter was the victim of organ trafficking. And that this is a particularly worrying trend internationally, that his body, when taken for autopsy, was missing the brain, heart, kidneys and spleen, and she thinks, therefore, essentially his body parts were sold off, possibly in the UK, but certainly in Serbia. Proving that bit, though, is going to be even tougher, but she's spent 12 years getting this far. She's still got some way to go.
Amazing story. Amazing story, and very well told, Adam Gilchrist in London.